With the Assembly's action, both houses have now approved Timothy's Law, which requires that health coverage for mental illness be treated as comprehensively as coverage for physical illness. Tom O'Clair, whose son Timothy committed suicide after a struggle with mental illness, says he believes it's nearly the end of a long effort.
I hope we are, yes. I'm very enthusiastic. I believe that this is something the governor is going to want to tackle.
A group representing small business owners says it will urge the governor to veto the bill because they believe it will cost small employers too much money. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.